David Attenborough, The Early Years. Quest Under Capricorn. Written and read by David Attenborough.
Quest Under Capricorn starts in the far northern tropical part of Australia that today is known as Kakadu. Thousands of people go there every year to visit the national park, to delight in its wildlife and to see the rock paintings that are some of the most spectacular in the whole range of Aboriginal art. Back in 1963, however, when this book was written, this fascinating part of the world was little known to outsiders. There were no luxurious hotels, as there are today, and during the whole of the time that we were there, we met less than half a dozen visitors. The most spectacular of its rock paintings had not yet been described, and no photographs of them had been published. Darwin, today a flourishing city, was then still an outback town, uncertain of its future. The wildlife, too, was somewhat different. The swamps and plains were overrun by great herds of water buffalo. They were alien animals, introduced during the 19th century from Asia, and they so dominated the native Australian fauna that, very properly, they have now been eliminated. Perhaps I should add that the equipment we used for filming and recording back in 1963 has also changed beyond recognition. Nonetheless, in spite of all this, I thought it better to leave the text of this book just as I wrote it. One fundamental thing, however, has not changed.